This is Nothing's Left Untouched by Flower Parish, a Marvel and DCU crossover fanfic. It is rated for general audiences, and no archive warnings apply. It features the relationship Cassandra Cain and Natasha Romanoff, and has the additional tags, crossovers and fandom fusions, alternate universe canon divergence, ballet, and developing friendships. Summary. Cass never misses a week of ballet. Cass never misses a week of ballet. Sometimes she shows up with her arm in a sling and simply plies with everyone. Sometimes her ankle is twisted, and so she simply watches. Natasha knows about this girl's nightlife, though she's never asked, and Cass has never confirmed. Natasha can intuit a lot more about the rest of the vigilantes in Gotham from this knowledge, but most of the time, she doesn't bother to think about it too hard. And yet, nighttime activity is taken into account. Never once in 2 years has Cass missed a week of ballet. Natasha is understandably worried when the girl fails to show up for a Thursday evening class, but she redirects her focus for now on teaching her students. During a brief break, she sends the girl a brief text.
Are you okay?
She doesn't get a chance to check her messages until the end of the class.
Okay. Sick. Sorry, forgot to tell you.
The relief is all-consuming, stronger than Natasha would have expected. She adores the girl. She can admit that much. But she hadn't realized quite how deeply the quiet younger girl had wormed her way under Natasha's skin. 2 years, though, of meeting for coffee outside of ballet class, learning the girl's history not through her words and stories, but through the language of her body and its tells, of watching Cass learn Natasha's own history the same way in turn. It had an effect, a strong one, on Natasha. On both of them, if she's honest.
It's fine.
She sends back.
Rest. Get well soon.
She receives only a thumbs up emoji in reply, something that would annoy her from anyone else, but from Cass, it makes her smile. Then, she tucks her phone away and directs the students into helping her clear up the community center room for the end of the day.